वो तीनों में लाइट अनुभव करना। किसको लगी बात? यही है बाप समान न्यारे प्यारे बनना। मन बुद्धि संस्कार क्यों समय प्रमाण बाहर के तमो प्रधान वातावरण के कारण मनुष्य आत्माओं की वृत्तियों में भारीपन होगा, लेकिन आप बच्चों पर उस तमो प्रधान वातावरण का प्रभाव न पड़े। आपके संकल्प कर्म संबंध लाइट होते जाए तो आपकी लाइटनेस से साझा कार्य लाइट चलता रहेगा। सारा कार्य लाइट चलता रहेगा, कारोबार का प्रभाव आप पर नहीं पड़ेगा। यही स्थिति बाप समान स्थिति है। जमनी समझा? यही स्थिति कार्य का प्रभाव पर नहीं पड़ेगा। यही स्थिति बाप समान स्थिति है। स्लोगन इस अलौकिक नशे में रहो वारी में। तो मन और तन नशे नेचुरल डांस होती रहेगी। वारी मैं ऐसे मैं नहीं वारी, तो तन से मन से डांस होती रहेगी। ओम शांति। कल गुरुवार का सुन लो, पहले आत्मा और शरीर कंबाइंड है, दूसरा इस पुरुषोत्तम संगम युग पर बाप और बच्चे कंबाइंड है, तीसरा चार भुजा वाली मूर्ति यादगार में दिखाई है। तीसरा चार भुजा वाली मूर्ति यादगार में दिखाई है। ओम शांति।
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। अच्छा, आज दादी ने तो अभी बताया कि आज सुबह को यहाँ पर ऑडिटोरियम में विशेष जो 60 प्लस कितने भाई बहन है यहाँ क्लास में 60 प्लस रेज योर हैंड्स 60 प्लस। पहले तो जैसे दादी ने बताया यूके वालों को बुलाया, परंतु जो 60 प्लस है आप सबको दादी बहुत दिल से निमंत्रण दे रही है कि आज सुबह को आप यहाँ पर आएंगे। विशेष आपका दिन है तो आपकी दादी पूरी खातरी करेंगी आज। तो कम प्रिपेयर, तो 10:30 बजे यहाँ ऑडिटोरियम में पहले मेडिटेशन शुरू होगा। तो उसमें भी खास हमारी बहनों के तरफ और भाइयों के तरफ फर्स्ट 5 जो रोज हैं वो आप फ्री छोड़ के उसके बाद 6th रो से लंदन के भाई बहन बैठना शुरू करेंगे। यस चारुबेन, ओके आपने सुना ना कि बहनों की तरफ 5 रोज से ज्यादा होंगे और विशेष वो रिबन टाई करेंगे, तो आप रिबन टाई करेंगे उसके बाद बैठना शुरू करेंगे लंदन क्लास के भाई बहन, क्योंकि सभी यूके वाले यहाँ पर बैठेंगे। तो भाइयों की तरफ तो 5 रोज इनफ है, वो छोड़ के फिर 6th रोज से आप बैठना शुरू करेंगे। ओके ओम शांति। और शारदा बेन दादी, लंदन तो बहुत भाग्यवान है क्योंकि हम सब के बीच में दादी है, जहाँ भी दादी जाती है ऐसे ही लगता है मधुबन दादी के साथ है। बहुत ही अच्छे अच्छे हमको भी दादी के साथ अनुभव हुए। और हमारे बीच में शारदा बेन अहमदाबाद से कल ही पहुंचे, हमारे से हाफ एन आवर पहले आई थिंक भारत से आप आए हैं, और आप यहाँ पर हम सब के साथ में कुछ दिन होंगे, उसके बाद आप यूरोप में जाएंगे, जर्मनी और इटली वगैरह, तो हम आपसे भी सुनेंगे और बहुत सारा लेन देन करेंगे। इंग्लिश क्लास वाले अभी तक आए नहीं हैं। ओके, ओम शांति। आई थिंक वी हैव मेडिटेशन फर्स्ट। ओके चिंती भाई, गीत बजाओ। Om Shanti. I want to welcome Sharda Bin. I'll speak in Hindi, there's translation in English. Main aap sab ki taraf se Sharda Bin ka welcome karti hoon ki Sharda Bin pehli baar London aaye hain is club mein, और ये भी हम सब का सौभाग्य है. वैसे तो शारदा बेन को
वेलकमिंग शारदा बेन, शी इज कम हियर फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम टू लंदन. जनरली वी मीट शारदा बेन इन मधुबन इन शांतिवन इन अहमदाबाद. जनरली यूर ऑन द स्टेज व्हेन पाप दादा कम्स. यू लुक आफ्टर ऑल ऑफ अस फॉरेनर्स वेरी वेल. And it's a great opportunity for us to be meeting you personally here in front of us in London. And yes, we'd like to take lots of benefit from you. And so, hearty welcome from all of you.
और शारदा बेन के साथ एक कुमारी, कुमारी कहाँ है? अच्छा, okay. Do you want to stand up? I welcome our lovely sister here who became an instrument to bring Sharda Ben with her. Achha, just very briefly, I'll speak in... Dadi, main English mein bolu kya? Om Shanti. I would say that this was a lottery for me to go with Dadi. It was not even in my dreams, and Sister Hansa...
Hindi.
मैं ये कहूंगी कि मेरे लिए बहुत बड़ी लॉटरी दादी के साथ बहुत समय के बाद जाना हुआ, ये जिससे मुझे मिली. और विशेष हमारी
सो इज अ स्पेशल लॉटरी दैट आई रिसीव्ड आफ्टर मेनी मेनी इयर्स टू ट्रैवल विद दादी. Yes, Hansa travels with Dadi and she looks after Dadi so well in every way and is an all-rounder.
पूरा जैसे दादी को निश्चिंत करती हर प्रकार से,
keeps दादी completely carefree in every way.
कई बातों की हमको लंदन में यहाँ पर ट्रेनिंग मिली.
And yes, we've received practical training in so many things. And whatever we learn, it's very useful at every step. So this morning also, I was just thinking that we are so fortunate that Baba has given us Dadi, and Dadi has got all of us. Yes. So we all have such a deep relationship with Dadi, and so yes, we'll be traveling around the cycle with Dadi. And it was a very good experience, and like today Baba said, in your mind, intellect and sanskars to have lightness. All the things that Dadi had shared, the essence of that was, when is there lightness in your mind? When you let your mind be totally absorbed in the ocean of peace. When is there lightness in the intellect? When your intellect is completely pure. And when is there lightness in sanskars? When you have discipline in your life. When all our physical organs, the subtle organs, when we have a total discipline over them, then we experience lightness in our sanskars. So this is what I saw, that Dadi was very light about everything. Whatever she thinks, then this morning before Dadi started reading the Murli, Dadi said, Baba is very fashionable and he's talking about the things that people like to hear nowadays. The whole Murli, Baba is talking about the lover and beloved. And so that is saying he gives to people, Baba gives to people what they need. So one brother was saying that Dadi's got the experience of 9 decades, and then he mixed Dadi Kumarkas in that, and that Brahma Baba, and so Dadi has the experience of all of those, being in the company of all of those souls. So wherever Dadi goes, she carries Madhuban with her. Everyone feels that Madhuban has come to us. Every time people see Dadi, they remember Baba. Those who have completely forgotten Baba, they might even have left Baba, but when they come to meet Dadi, then they are reminded and they are given new life. This was the 30th anniversary, and so Dadi had said, So Dadi had been remembering Baba, Mama, Dada Vishwakishore, Dadi Ji, Didi and Chandramani Dadi. So Dadi's always been saying that here also. That she said she's brought the six souls with her, and so Dadi Janki is of course included within that. So this is how souls come close. To listen to knowledge is one thing, but to have that feeling of belonging and that bringing them close. Everyone was getting this feeling in such a short time. Contact souls, IP souls, VIP souls, they were easily able to connect with Dadi. Because Dadi remains on there. Yes, Dadi is on a very elevated level, but she's able to connect with the souls on the level of what they need. She met prime ministers, presidents, high commissioners, but she makes herself equal to them. Everyone just loved her.
Is she really 91? I can't believe it. And he's keeping straight face because he doesn't know what to say. And you know, like,
some are not believing that Dadi could be 91 years old because she has such a feeling of being young. So much regard they had for Dadi, and for because of that they had so much attainment from Dadi in a short time. They didn't have any other feeling, but just the whole atmosphere would change.
Just 10 minute pehle humko maloom pada ki humko prime minister se milna hai.
In Jamaica it was just 10 minutes before the meeting we found that yes, we would be able to first woman prime minister in Jamaica, and it was at short notice that it was confirmed that we'll be able to meet her. So, and Dadi really touched her heart. So when Dadi is sitting waiting to find out whether we'll be meeting or even just waiting to go in, Dadi is giving vibrations to that soul.
Another car, another vehicle. Humne kaha nahi, we are fine. Kehti Dadi, please aap mujhe pehle se batao, tumhe aapko aap mujhe zyada time.
She wanted, once she had met Dadi, then she really was so melted. She wanted more time with Dadi. She wanted to keep on hugging Dadi all the time.
And really, like, amazing to see how Baba was using Dadi.
And it's just...
और गवर्नर के साथ भी वहाँ जो मीटिंग हुआ ना वो भी बहुत प्यारा मीटिंग था.
The meeting with the governor was a very lovely meeting. So Dadi said, I am a pigeon, and she started this whole thing about being Baba's pigeon and parrot and all of that. So of how Dadi brought those souls so close to Baba that they don't feel any difference. There isn't any feeling of us in them, but just making them feel part of you. Jamini says, yes, I could go on and on about the things that Dadi shared, but I'll stop now.
Om Shanti. Drama mein har second ka part nundha hua hai.
The part of every second is fixed in the drama. I hadn't thought, I hadn't felt, but it was in the drama that I would come here.
Aisi hi bhasna practical mein aa rahi hai.
I'm feeling that I'm sitting in Madhuban. I don't even feel that I'm in London. So where our dadis are, it truly feels like you are in Madhuban. And you have the practical experience of Bap Dada being with you in the corporeal form. So there's so much filled in the Dadis that they give everyone the practical feeling of Sakar, Mama and Baba. And we experience such powerful vibrations that
करंट आ रही है ऐसा ही अनुभव करते रहते हैं.
And we feel that yes, there's a current coming.
ऐसा ही अनुभव होता है कि जैसे कोई लिफ्ट में बिठा करके
The feeling is as if someone's just set you in the lift and taking you up. Baba said today that your lifespan increases with the power of yoga. And so we have a practical example of that of Dadiji in front of us. Anyone who sees her cannot believe that, yes, Dadi is 91 years old. More alert and active than all of us. And also making all of us just as much active and alert.
चाहे पांच घंटे का फर्क है लेकिन मुझे वो भी भासना नहीं आई कि पांच घंटे का कोई डिफरेंस है.
Yes, I arrived from India and there's a difference of 4.5 hours. But having been here, having arrived at the same time as Dadi did, I don't feel this jet lag and the time difference.
जैसे बाबा ने कहा, light और might. दोनों ही मिलती है.
And from Baba you receive both light and might, and so from yesterday I've been experiencing that in a practical way of how we receive light and might from Baba.
Companion or Ashik Vaishik mein kya fark hai?
What's the difference between a companion and lover and beloved?
Aaj kal ke chal raha hai na Amrit Vela ke points mein combined or companion.
In Amrit Vela points also we've just been having that being combined and
Ashik Vaishik
and the companion, and today's Murali Baba is talking about lover and beloved. So what's the difference? There's a great difference.
Companion banana hota hai zarur.
Yes, you have to make someone your companion so that you can get their company.
Hum ek akele nahi reh sakte, Baba combined hai.
We can't remain alone. Baba is combined with us.
To ye atma sharir jo combined hai usme attachment hai.
So the soul and body that are combined, that's filled with attachment. But when we become combined with Baba, then we're able to become free from attachment and we're able to remain detached. And this is why, just as the soul cannot do anything without the body, the body cannot work without the soul.
आत्मा है चलता है.
When the soul is in the body is able to function. But if the soul leaves the body, then the body becomes like a ghost. It can't function. So the soul needs the support of the body. In the same way, God needs, the Supreme Soul needs the support of the soul. The soul needs the support of the Supreme Soul. So until you take the support of the Supreme Soul, you cannot become completely free from support. You can't experience the golden age divine relationships. Knowledge is so clear. It's also very clear what you need to do. Many people have this knowledge very clearly in their intellect, but they're not clear about what they need to do. So when it comes to doing what they need to do, there's a mixture in that. In today's Murali, Baba must have said at least 5-6 times that you have to follow the Father's directions. And Baba said, wake up in the morning and remember Baba and speak to Baba saying, Baba, I'll definitely follow your directions. So if you're not fulfilling this promise throughout the day, then it's a loss, because promises generally are made so you can benefit. And make a promise with your heart. Baba, I'll follow your directions. I'll follow your advice.
तो आपको बताया बाबा ने कहा था
I'd once said to Baba, Baba so-and-so is asking for you to give them Srimat, and Baba said, I'm not even going to give them advice, let alone Srimat. So they are not even ready to follow Baba's advice, so why should Baba give them Srimat? So now each one to ask themselves, every day in the Murli Baba tells you what Srimat is, so that you don't use the dictates of your own mind, but you're aware of what Srimat is. Yesterday it was just by chance that Daddy spoke of this. At Mariam's place, the topic was how to recognize the truth. As new people, but a very simple method was developed. Then I was thinking about it at the time of going to sleep, and then this morning when I woke up, it's such a simple method to recognize the truth. Yes, we know Baba is the truth, knowledge is the truth, but then to be able to recognize the truth, who's sitting here who doesn't know that God is the truth, knowledge is truth, and that God is taking us on this path of truth, giving us the sovereignty of the golden age, the age of truth in our hands. Yes, we're aware of all of this, but are we actually following that path? Are we walking on that path, observing those directions? So two words of experience that emerged from my lips. Not only am I walking on this path of truth, but I'm walking with the true Father. Baba is telling us, child, this is the path of truth. This is the path you have to follow. That is the path of devotion. This is the path of knowledge. That is the path of darkness. This is the path of light. And so, yes, Baba has shown us the path, but then not only shown us the path, but then the experience is that we are walking with Baba on that path. The one who is the truth is taking us with him. We're moving across on the basis of the truth. So two powers emerged at that time. The power to pack up and the power to merge, to accommodate. Don't go into the expansion of anything, but just merge the expansion. Until you've learnt this wisdom, you're not able to develop the worthiness of claiming the inheritance from the Father. Yes, the intellect is very clever in going into expansion. Even going into, it's very clever in also going into the expansion of other people and trying to prove certain things, but you don't think for yourself about whether you're right or wrong, but yes, you're clever in terms of trying to prove things about other people. The Father is the truth, the knowledge is the truth, and until you develop the power to pack up, and others also don't go into expansion in front of you. I myself don't go into expansion, but others also don't come to speak to me in terms that are very expansion, things of too much expansion. Just tell them, okay, it's over and done with, let go of it, and then you'll be able to become peaceful. So with this power of truth, you receive the power. Like Baba said today, they may be doing bhakti, they may be observing purity, but still they cannot receive the power that God gives us. So yes, am I the soul moving along on the basis of the power from God? The soul that's making the body function is moving along on the basis of the power received from God. This is why Baba said that your lifespan increases, but on what basis does it increase? This is the experience that I have from Baba's experience. How did Baba's lifespan increase? Earlier that you were saying that the astrologer had said to Baba that he wouldn't live longer than 60. But then it's at the age of 60 that Shiv Baba came and his lifespan increased. Baba never thought of anything else except just good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. And all the time I sit with you, I eat with you, I do everything with you. I listen to you, I speak to you. The song that was played also had these lines that I only want to listen to you, I don't want to share anything with anyone else. So Brahma Baba is also saying that I'm sharing with you the experience of what I speak to Shiva Baba. So not just advice, but Srimat also. But he's walking along the path. It's not that he's just guiding us and showing us that is the path, but he's walking along the path with us. Sometimes some people say, that is the path, and you then question, how can I walk on that path? But no, Baba is saying, I've shown you, I've given you the advice, but now I'm going to walk on that path with you. So he's giving us that Srimad so that we don't even use the dictates of our own mind. Yesterday also that he shared with Jinti Ben in just a few minutes. It says all of those six souls entered me. It's like Baba entered me. When Daddy was meeting all of these people, then giving them the experience of the essence of the experience of all of them. I've always looked at Mama and Baba with that understanding and never kind of quibbled with them about anything. Whatever they say, not that I would take time in doing it. And I've experienced a lot of happiness of that. Lots of blessings from that. I feel they have a right over me. Baba would say, Janak, and I'd say, Ji Baba. Mama would say, come here, and I'd go to her. And the happiness of this is really beyond the senses, and is filled with so much power that you've never ever had to question, how is it going to happen? I'm not responsible, they're responsible, so anything is possible. I just have to make sure that I have to move myself, conduct myself in the way that they are making me move. And you feel it's so easy. In Laukik life also, where some have good parents then, and their life is good, then they say, I have got blessings from my mother and father. So in today's world also, now here also, we're able to have a birth in a good family and also move along well in our life because of blessings from the mother and family. But that's also only possible when you have been concerned about maintaining the name of the family, maintaining the name of your mother and father. So who is my mother and father? Which clan do I belong to? I always remember Dada Vishwakishore because he was number one in following everything that Baba had said with total faith. He never ever had any thoughts about anything. And also him with his wife, no one was ever aware of them being a couple as such, even though both of them were in the yajna. And they had a child also, but so detached in their relationship. And the service that he did, even 1,000 children could not do that kind of service during the beggary period. He had a lot of love for the family. So it's a wonderful sign of having love for the family. That's what I learned from Dada Vishwakishore. From Didi, I learned how to follow Srimad. Even if someone was to cut your throat, then I'll not stop following Srimad. Even if I drown, I'm not going to stop following Srimad. So no matter what situation comes in front of you, but to always follow Srimad. And then Dadi Ji, she's in front of us. You can see what she's like. And then Dadi Chandramani, how to inspire someone to totally surrender everything in one go. So she inspired her father, and the father surrendered to the everything to the yagya. So then he asked me, well, who are you? That he had shared about all of this with everyone else, and they're saying, well, who are you? I have everyone's love, everyone's mercy, compassion, their blessings of all of you also. And it's all of this that's making me move. There shouldn't be any soul who feels any kind of heaviness towards me. Let there be such a feeling of belonging that when they come here, then they feel that no one else in the world understood me and considered me to belong to them. But here when they come, let them feel as though they belong. Because outside they've experienced so much sorrow of not really belonging anywhere, no one accepting them. But here the divine family to accept them with that feeling of belonging. So give such an experience like this that the happiness of that stays with them till the final moment. So the father is my support, then I have his companionship, and I have his power. And then the last stage, coming to the stage of the lover and beloved. So when you have all of this, then you feel that, yes, Baba is your beloved. And both of you, you and Baba, where you totally surrendered to that one, you cannot become separated at all. To have such strong, such powerful remembrance filled with intoxication. So wherever you go, it's like that one is in your vision. The lover and beloved, they have no one else except just each other in their eyes, in their vision. This one is my very good beloved. So this one's crazy about me. So that feeling is each one feeling that I'm in your vision, you're in my vision, just to have that feeling. And so with the power of that companionship, I'm able to be in Baba's vision and Baba's able to be in my vision. And so tomorrow, the day of the Satguru, today is all those over 60 have received the invitation, and let's see what Baba wants to happen. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. No one has seen tomorrow. Kal tomorrow, kal death, and don't leave anything to tomorrow because death can come at any time. And so whatever we want to do, do that today. And Baba's slogan was not even today, but right now. And so let's just see the drama. Om Shanti. We'll translate Baba's song now. So did you understand about the mind, intellect and sanskars? How to have lightness in all three? Your remembrance is so lovely. It's a very cool canopy of protection. Sitting under this canopy, Baba, we have received unlimited happiness. Thank you. We are wandering around from door to door asking for it, but we didn't receive any love anywhere. But here, without even asking, you gave us everything. We didn't need to ask for anything. Everything that is yours is now mine. And this is the protection that I have, that you are providing. Sitting under this canopy, Baba, I have received unlimited happiness.